It's 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and Chris, Dave, Will and Lizzie are just about to start their show.
Oh, well, Chris said.
He was making no sense.
Well, because it's comic relief, why did he do something really spectacular at the start of the show?
Like a somersault?
No, something audio, not visual, you divvy.
Right.
How can we incorporate comic relief into the start of today's show?
We could tell a joke.
Yeah.
Comic. We could all wear red noses.
Yeah.
On the webcam. Mm.
But how are we going to start the show off?
Well, why don't you just play the opener and then play two records like every other day?
That'd never work.
It's Friday. It's 3 o'clock. Now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
Happy Easter.
It's Red Nose Day and the team are doing their bit to raise money. You can do your bit by calling 08457 910 910. For more details, go onto the Comic Relief website at www.comicrelief.com. Here's that number again, 08457 910 910, and say pants to poverty.
Her name is Noel.
That's beautiful.
Chris, Dave, Will, Lizzie, this is the Chris Moyle Show.
Do you want me to play that?
Yeah, might as well. Because it never gets played otherwise.
Okay, all right.
It'd be way short.
All right, okay, all right.
It's 3:10, and the team are getting ready to do their first link of the show.
There you go. Now, are you happy now?
Yes, thank you.
We could always use it on Monday.
We might have to.
There you go.
Chris, Dave, Will, Lizzie, this is the Chris Moyle Show.
It's like a Big Brother stroke Comic Relief field today. Because we have to talk about Big Brother later. And we know that the Big Brother people are listening to the show. Hello, Big Brother. Hello, Chris. How are you feeling today?
I'm all right, thanks very much.
Hello, Dave.
Hiya.
Will.
Hiya.
Lizzie.
Hiya.
Yeah, all right, then. Oh, came up with a... Hey, do you remember... hey, Tony Bean!
Yeah.
Right. Came up with a really good gag last night. I bet Lizzie can't remember, because me and Lizzie were out last night, and she managed to sink an entire bottle of vodka. I wouldn't advise it. She can't remember most of the night. She went to an awards ceremony, and the way back in the car, she goes, I can't remember any awards being given out.
And I don't remember saying that either.
10 minutes after the awards ceremony, she turned around to me and goes, have the awards finished? Yeah. Oh, OK. But our friend Tony Byrne went, hiya, Lizzie, hiya, hiya. Anyway, we started to go, and he went, bye-ya, bye-ya. I kind of like that. Welcome back, Comedy Dave.
Yay.
From his tour of Scotland and England Premiership grounds.
Hello, team.
Hello, Dave.
Hiya.
I've missed you.
Have you really?
Yeah, I have, actually.
So you managed to do... Well, you did 31 clubs, didn't you? But you got shirts.
We got shirts from 32, which was what we aimed to do.
And an England and a Scotland shirt.
Correct, yeah. So they were won this morning on Sarah's show.
Yeah, by a very, very excited caller.
He was thoroughly underwhelmed, wasn't he?
Terrific. Cheers. If it was me, I'd have said, oh, stuffy, then you can't have them. I'd have taken them back. Notice how she goes, what are you going to do with them? You're going to keep them all? Yeah, I'm going to keep them all. You greedy get. Chappers was after my new top, but that fella on the phone wasn't budging, was he?
No, he wasn't. No chance. But no, we're very happy. We've kind of done what we set out to do, so it's all going very well.
So the phone line that was set up where people could phone up,
yeah,
leave the name and number for a chance of winning the shirts, obviously that's closed now.
That closed at midnight last night. The calls were costing £1 with 66 pence going to Comic Relief.
Okay.
And I have, at last... the total amount raised.
Okay, well, let's release the total amount.
In the 3 days of the challenge, we received 16,841 phone calls, which means we've raised a grand total of £10,069.33.
Yes! Yes.
Which is absolutely fantastic. So
brilliant.
Can I just say, on behalf of myself and Chappers and Roachy, our mate, thank you so much to the 32 league clubs who donated so kindly the shirts, also to Nationwide who donated the England and Scotland shirts, and to everybody else that made it possible. Thank you so much.
And to Rangers for finally
absolutely,
sending us that
yeah.
shirt
thank
as well.
Thank you, everybody.
We love Terrific. You, Rangers. We do.
No, I'm really chuffed with that. It's amazing.
Good, man. I'm pleased that you're pleased.
Good.
Yeah, all right. I'll tell the Leeds United story again.
It's been told about three times already, hasn't
no,
it?
No, I know. So who was the fittest person that you met on the tour?
Fittest?
Yeah, because wasn't the Chappers getting a little bit excited, and him and Roachy with the women? Because they don't get out much, do they?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, because actually when you're locked up in a small car for 12 hours a day...
You're not going to tell me something disgusting, happened
no, 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 not at all, but...
they didn't drop some chocolate in front of you, did they?
No.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
Neither do I. I don't know what that means.
No, I mean, you know, we had a good time, boys away on the road.
What do you mean you had a good time?
We had a laugh.
Well, three boys together, is that what you're saying? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
There's no nudging or winking going on.
No. You know what I mean?
No, we had a good time, we had a laugh.
Boy power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those tops.
Yeah. In that tight, testosterone-filled van.
Yeah.
You did get to know each other a little bit better.
No better than we knew each other before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got little nicknames for each other now, like Floppy?
No. They call me Dave.
This chap is now the stud of sport.
No, it was, to be honest with you, it was actually a very, in terms of gossip or any kind of mischief,
right,
very,
here we go.
Very uneventful.
You probably made a vow with each other to keep your pack, to keep your gob shut, haven't you?
I'll be honest with you, we didn't have time to actually go out.
You were stuck in a van with each other for hours
and
then.
But what exactly can you do in there?
Look at me. I don't know what you mean by that. Don't look at me, cheeky.
We were covering the country at a rapid rate of knots.
That's the only thing you covered.
And that was it, really.
Mm. All right, well, it's nice to see you back.
It's nice to be back. Thank you very much.
Dermot O'Leary was trying to get his feet under the table.
Comedy Dermot, I heard him.
He likes doing radio, but he was intrigued by the fact that people are listening.
Right.
You like that idea?
Uh-huh.
Craig David did a show today at the BBC Radio Theatre. In fact, I have my pass for the Craig David gig. Which we could give away. I like the idea of giving away a ticket to see Craig David. You can't actually see him because it was at 12 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
However, we could give away the pass.
Yeah, that, I mean, a Craig David person would like that.
Yeah. There's a picture of Craig on it looking sexy. And Dave and I will sit behind Craig David's mum. That's true.
No, we were, like, honestly. It's not a
really
joke,
were,
Will.
Yeah. What's she like?
She was very pleasant,
yeah.
And I had to say hello to somebody. Craig David's mum's friend, who was sitting next to her, so asked if we could say hello to some people. So I thought, well, you know, bearing in mind Craig did that for us.
Yeah.
Sure is. Hello to Paul Welford and Danny Soto in Southampton.
Very nice.
Hello, Paul and Danny.
I don't know, whereabouts is that in Southampton, Lizzie? How do you pronounce that?
Bitten.
Is that right?
Yeah. It is, it's Bitten.
No, do you know?
Don't know. I was there this morning, actually, but I've never heard of it.
All right, well, I have heard of it. I just don't know how to pronounce it. It's my favourite part of Southampton, in fact.
Right.
I love all the people who live there.
Mm-hmm.
So in case you missed Craig David, you didn't get tickets or anything, you can go on and check it out on Radio 1.
Online.
At www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I think it'll be up. If it's not up today, it'll be up tomorrow, but you can watch the gig. And I think it's up for the next month as well.
And the gig was fantastic.
Yeah. And if you want to know how good the gig was, we've got a live track from it. This is Craig David doing Rendezvous.
Okay. Yo, hit me up with something that the people will know. If you haven't got the Born to Do It album, then you must have heard this on radio being blazed. So, Frankie, hit me up.
By the way, before I play this, right, I just want to say, Craig David, okay, is absolutely superb live. He's better live than he is on record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and if you're still a little bit unsure about Craig David, go, listen to this. I swear, if you're in the car or you've had a really crappy day at work, turn this up. His voice on this is superb.
So what you're saying, what...
Craig David. And a rendezvous on Radio 1. Recorded live at the BBC Radio Theatre early this afternoon, only like 4 hours ago, something like that. Later, Craig David, Fill Me In, False Ending, will be playing.
Lovely.
Nice to see that the quick turnaround on that. 4 hours after the gig, they run down with a CD and it's got a false ending on. Pass it over here. So somebody can be asked, right, to add a little bit of extra applause on so it'd be nice and seamless. I like that. Don't you like that? Quick
Craig
turnaround.
David,
4 hours. So who goes, can you feel me? Does it just stop?
No, it means it's got, he ends, and everybody thinks it's the end.
I'm doing a link on the air, I'll call you later. Hey?
It means that in the concert, he did a false end on it, didn't he? And then he came back, and that's what's on there. It's saying, beware the false end.
Ah, I see, so the end is fine.
Yes, it's not broken.
You're right. But how can he do a false end? What does he go into? Worth listening for.
A little later on the show.
Tell me these emails that came in about Big Brother then.
It says here, did you watch Big Brother last night?
No.
It says, if so, did you notice an interference on one of the housemates' mics as they received what must have been a phone call or text message?
Now, if you don't know what that means, that is, if you, before your mic rings, before your phone rings, if you've got your phone near kind of any equipment or anything, you often hear this noise. Just before your phone rings,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you hear that kind of... How do you describe that, what is it? It's kind of like...
Well, if you want the posh name,
yeah.
Someone said it's when your phone is being polled.
Polled?
Yes, by the transmitter.
Have you ever polled a phone, Dave?
No, not recently.
Have you ever phoned a poll?
No.
Okay, fair enough. So anyway, what's the story?
It's basically saying that somebody has noticed that last night on Big Brother, it sounded as if somebody had a mobile phone close to their mic and it was picking up the interference.
Like that.
It's very naughty.
Mm.
So if you had it on vibrate, that's what you would get.
Yep.
Yep, or silent.
And then it would go into... Mm. That's my impression of a phone vibrating.
Very good.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Like that.
Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll do it again.
Mm.
That's how my phone makes noise anyway when it vibrates. Start to tell you.
Great.
I need a trail stick. Right, okay, so we're going to talk about Celebrity Big Brother later because we have, obviously, we're backing Keith Duffy to win. Keith Duffy and Claire Sweeney are going to be on the show tomorrow morning, just after midday. What are you saying, Will?
I'm saying, that's great.
That's great.
I didn't know you had Claire Sweeney, to be honest.
So if Keith Duffy and Claire Sweeney are going to be on our show tomorrow, you know that Jack D is going to be the winner.
The Premiership.
Five Live, we go around the ground. Alan Green.
Anfield celebrate.
Mike Ingham's at Highbury.
Dixon there!
2-0 to Arsenal.
John Motson.
Oh, he's gone down inside the area.
St James's Park.
And a goal for Newcastle.
Roy Keane holds up the Premiership trophy.
All the games, all the grounds, all the goals, all the glory.
An amazing match we've got here.
They absolutely love it. Will it be a yellow? No, it's a red card.
From the season start to finish, Radio 5 Live is at every Premiership match with exclusive live commentary.
And it's there!
The voice of football is on 909 and 693 AM. The voice of football is 5 Live.
Dr. Dre at Radio 1 and Snoop Doggy Dogg and Scooby-Doo and Shaggy and Scrappy-Doo, the man who ruined Scooby-Doo as far as I'm concerned. Well, wasn't it a man? It's like a little dog. Anyway, more of that later. News coming up next. This is Dido. I didn't
hear. It's 3:30 and Chris plays the news jingle to indicate that it's time for the news.
Radio 1.
Manus Street Preachers and Little Bow Wow coming up. Here's Claire with news. It's 3:30.
George Graham has been sacked by Spurs.
Radio 1 News Meet.
Tottenham has told manager George Graham to leave the club. He was called in by the vice chairman after claims he'd leaked information to the press. He was told he wasn't a team player and should leave. Former Spurs player Gary Stevens.
I know a lot of Tottenham fans see George Graham as being an Arsenal man, and of course he was highly successful there. I think when Enoch took over, I think the writing was on the wall for George Graham, but the timing of it is a big surprise to me.
An 18-year-old woman's been convicted of raping a woman in West London. The jury found her guilty but cleared two teenage boys. This from Newsbeat's Trudy Barber.
Blackfriars Crown Court heard how Claire Marsh, who's from Margate in Kent, ripped the 37-year-old victim's top off on a canal towpath last July. She pinned her to the ground as a pair of young men took turns to rape her. They pleaded guilty at the start of the trial to other boys aged 15 and 16. 16 were cleared.
The National Farmers Union in Cumbria says it will back any members who refuse to cooperate with the slaughter of healthy animals. Under government plans to stamp out foot and mouth disease, all pigs and sheep within 3 kilometres of an infection will be destroyed. 3 people have been killed when special forces in Saudi Arabia stormed a hijacked Russian passenger plane. One of the 3 hijackers died, along with a flight attendant and a passenger. Usher says Napster has forced him to delay the release of his next album. The hip-hop star had planned to get his new CD in stores next month. Now he's changed his mind after tracks from the album appeared on the Free Music website.
My music was leaked to Napster, and I didn't understand where it was coming from or why it was coming. So, you know, I decided that I would pull back. I had an earlier release earlier this year, but I decided I want to do my fans right.
Storylines for EastEnders have been stolen from a scriptwriter's house in South London. It's thought thieves were trying to steal top secret plot lines on Who Shot Phil Mitchell. They made off with the computer equipment and a hard disk. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 4:30.
The news has finished, and Chris decides to talk to the newsreader.
Hello, Claire.
Hello, Chris.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate.
Big brother, then.
Big brother, yes. I have to say that I quite would like to vote for Claire, but I know that you're not going to agree with me on this.
Well, no, it's, I think all 3 of them are nice enough, but we did say from day one that we'd support Keith Duffy.
Mm.
So we will support Keith Duffy.
But they now say that What's It is on course to win.
What's It?
Yeah,
what,
Jack.
What, the
Jack,
old popular cheesy crisps?
No, sorry, Jack.
Jack D?
Yes. Mm. Apparently he's odds-on favourite now.
You think?
Well, this is just what the bookies say, isn't it? I mean, you know.
The bookies.
The bookies. Yeah. They could be wrong, you just don't know.
Well, I'm going to vote for Keith.
Cool.
Yeah. And if anybody else would like to join me, it's 0901-1155-005.
It's a premium rate number.
And you can vote for Keith Duffy. He's good, isn't he? He's
on your disclaimer.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not a disclaimer. Well, it's a legality.
It's a legality.
Thank you. So it's 0901-1155-005. Right, Claire?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Should we vote now?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Oh, no, someone's got it on that there. Right.
Is a BT announcement.
I don't want to hear your BT announcement, woman. I'm trying to vote for my mate. What's going on?
This is a BT announcement.
Hang on, what's it saying?
The telephone network is busy at the moment.
Please try again later.
Everybody's dialing.
0901-1155-005. It's time to get Keith Duffy back in our hearts. Manic Street Preachers now, Little Bow Wow in 3 minutes.
What's my name?
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yeah.
See.
Where me dogs at? Bark with me now. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yeah.
See.
Where me dogs at? Bark with me now. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yeah.
See.
Where me dogs at? Bark with me now. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yeah. Where me dogs at? Bark with me now. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yeah. Where me dogs at? Bark with me now. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yeah. Where me dogs at? Bark with me now. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yeah. Where me dogs at? Bark with me now. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yeah. Where me dogs at? Bark with me now.
Well, you know, you've got to milk these voiceover sessions, haven't you? Do you know what I mean?
I think, actually, you know, you use that sparingly and just the right amount.
Thank you very much, Marcus, by the way, for that. A Little Bow Wow featuring Marcus Bentley, the voice of Big Brother. And Bow Wow Wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay, where's Jack gone? Bark with me now. What's the deal with this Keith Duffy number, then?
It's just very, very busy. We've confirmed it's definitely the right number.
That'll be all our listeners ringing in.
You're kidding me.
This is a BT announcement. The telephone network is busy at the moment.
Come on, sort this out.
You're flooding the lines.
You've got to sort this out because this is not right. These are valuable votes that Keith Duffy is losing.
Exactly.
Sorry, missing out on. Losing is right.
Yeah.
Maybe people didn't call for a couple of minutes just to let the lines clear down and then try again in a minute. That's my advice.
But now everyone's going to do that, Will.
That's okay.
The thing is, if Jack D is odds on favourite to win, right, it'd be great if Keith Duffy won, because we could go,
that was because of us, that one.
And plus, it will heighten our show for tomorrow.
Yeah, and they raise more money for coming.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
25 miles.
0901 11 55 005 to vote for Keith Duffy to win Celebrity Big Brother.
He's on the show tomorrow, and we could do with him winning.
He's on with Claire Sweeney as yeah. well, yeah?
See, Claire might win anyway, because she's like a chick.
Mm.
And chicks digger.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm still going to go for Keith Duffy. 0901 11 55 005.
It's a premium rate number.
There's a very interesting thing in OK Magazine, which Will has spotted. OK, first for Celebrity News. Issue 256, March 23rd, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
On it, Emma Bunton, Why I Fought So Hard to Stop the Split.
What split?
I don't know, but it's a great headline, don't you
right.
think? Why I Fought So Hard to Stop the Split. Jerry and Charles, what happened when they met for the third time? The ugly fella from Coronation Street at home with his wife and his new baby son.
Lovely.
And What Really Went On Inside the Big Brother House by Vanessa Feltz. And there is a picture of Anthea Turner and Claire Sweeney sitting in the hot tub, naked. You can see them from, you know, they're like the shoulders. You can see their naked shoulders, right?
Yes.
And so you think, oh, that's very interesting. They were naked, were they? See page 22 for more details.
So what's happened here is blokes like me have seen the front cover, thought, hang on, I
perverts
can see
perverts like
topless.
You, Will, perverts.
Perverts like me.
Yeah.
So I bought OK Magazine, because I think there might be some pictures of them without any clothes on, because I didn't see them without any clothes on Big Brother.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
You turn to page 24, and there's the same shot, but you can see the straps of their bikini tops that they're wearing.
We've been hoodwinked.
We have. Airbrushing.
That's a bit naughty, isn't it?
Yeah. Very naughty.
Very naughty. Hit it. So they've taken, obviously, I don't know what the word is, snapshots off of the telly.
Screen grabs is the word you're looking for.
Screen grabs. Oh, ooh, right. Screen grabs. And they have airbrushed out Claire Sweeney and Anthea Turner's shoulder straps to imply that they're in the bath, you know, in the hot tub, topless.
So they're trying to deceive stupid pervos like Greyhead.
Yeah. That is outrageous. There should be an apology from OK.
You should get your money back
in the next issue.
Yeah.
Or they should donate a lot of money from the proceeds of this certain edition to Comic Relief.
Yeah. What are they trying to do, though? Because I would have thought OK was like a predominantly female magazine. So why do that? For to just to boost the sales to men?
I don't know.
It's an interesting theory, though, Will.
I think so.
The irony is, the picture of Emma Bunton on the front is of Emma wearing a nice little top. And inside, legs akimbo, start naked.
Amazing.
So you didn't see that one coming at all.
Oh, I see.
If you pardon the expression.
So you know what I mean? You can see the split after all.
It's basically talking about how she fought so hard to stop the split. But she does look absolutely gorgeous in some of these pictures. My future wife, by the way.
Yep.
I'll go out with Suzanne from Popstars, have a fling with her, and then have an affair with Emma, dump Suzanne from Popstars, and then Emma and I will get married. Right?
And have little blonde fat kids.
Like pigtails.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Emma's good looking, so there'll be good looking fat kids. Her good looks and my blubber, but there'll be fat looking blubber-filled kids.
That'd be a winning combination, I think.
Nice.
I think so.
Mm.
Anyway, there you go. Shall I try this number again now? Or not?
Yes. Quickly.
Okay, all right. Keith Duffy, here we come.
London local numbers have...
Shut up. I haven't even dialed anything yet, you mad woman.
Hang on.
This is a BT announcement.
What?
The telephone network is busy at the moment.
Right.
Please try again later.
I'll go and find out what's going on.
That is outrageous. What is going on, Big Brother? Big Brother will get back to you.
Thank you.
It's a great link, though.
Yeah. Nice.
This is Big Brother. All lines are busy. Big Brother will get back to you. I really like their stuff. I just think they look so uncomfortable on telly. They're like little startled bunny rabbits.
This is the Sugar Baby.
Yeah. So I think that's a really nice record. But you see them on TV and they're like, hiya, mummy! It's not just me, is it?
It's just their style.
What, petrified?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sugar Babes! Hello! Anyway, Sugar Babes, Run for Cover.
Top tune.
Top tune on Radio 1. Right, so the other night, watched the Leeds game with my very good friend.
Hey, it's me, Tony Byrne.
Right.
Yeah, where'd you watch it?
It's a pub in Brixton.
Right.
Right, okay.
Hey, it's me, Tony Byrne.
All right, Tony. Tony had just stopped off at a garage.
Yeah.
Right, to pick up some petrol, obviously. And A, it's me, Tony Byrne.
Hey, it's me, Tony Byrne.
Suddenly realised that there's some new promotion going on at this particular garage, right?
Yeah.
And it's to encourage you to buy some of their food, right? Yes. So what they do, it's Tesco, I believe. You get a little brown paper bag like that.
Uh-huh.
And you get to put your sandwiches in, right? So you bag up your tuck, is what they're calling it, as in your food.
Yes.
When you've polished it off, you trap the handle in the glove box, right?
Yeah.
And et voila. The bag miraculously transforms into an in-car bin, right? You see
it's
that?
Amazing.
So let me go through that again. See this brown brown paper bag?
Yeah. Bag up your tuck and polish it off.
Yeah. You basically, you bag up your tuck, i.e. put your tuck in the bag.
Right, no thanks.
When you've polished it off, you trap the handle of this brown paper bag
yes.
in the glove box.
Right.
And then it miraculously transforms into an in-car bin. Okay?
Yeah.
So, this brown paper bag. Does a brown paper bag remind you of anything?
Sick bag.
A sick bag.
Ah.
Now, I thought that was plainly obvious, and so did Tony Byrne.
Hey, it's me, Tony Byrne.
Which really surprised us then when Texaco called this promotion Tuck and Chuck.
Right.
To, basically tempt you into buying their food and eating it, they've called the promotion Tuck and Chuck.
What a mistake.
And you get a brown paper bag. And on the side, right, it's they're trying to be really funny and trendy, it says, go on, chuck it in, wrappers, hairy toffees found behind car seats, manky tissues.
I wouldn't put my hairy toffees in there. Do you know what I mean?
And there you go. Do not adopt this bag as a teddy bear. Snuggling up may result in minor paper cuts.
What?
Right. Stupid idiots.
Tuck and Chuck.
Tuck and Chuck.
Genius.
That's certainly one word for it.
Hey, it's me, Tony Byrne.
Right, we're going to try and find out what is happening to Keith Duffy's line. If you want to vote for Keith Duffy to win Celebrity Big Brother, there seems to be some kind of problem. Hopefully, it's the entire nation phoning up and jamming it. But then again, while it's jammed, we don't people to go, well, in that case, I'll phone for Claire or Jack. Or...
I understand.
Okay. So we're going to be sorting that out later. Also, the other day, John Culshaw phoned the Big Brother office as Chris Eubank, and they completely fell for it. We'll play that call later on. And if you're a Craig David fan, another live track from his gig that he did this afternoon for Comic Relief. Busy today.
Yeah. What a show.
What a show.
www.bbc.co.uk/1. 4 o'clock, and Will and Chris are discussing what to play next.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Because the show's been going for an hour now, so we need to make the next record kind of really pumping.
Can we play Chocolate Puma?
We've had, was like Manic Street Preachers, Lil Bow Wow, that went down really well, I thought.
What's wrong with Chocolate Puma?
Sugar Babe is always good.
Well, I want to play Coldplay, and I want to play Craig David track, but we need something for 4 o'clock
Chocolate
to be really kind of powerful and stuff. We punch you.
Chocolate Puma.
What about Miss Jackson? Because people like to go, woo. You know.
Tell you what, we could always play Chocolate Puma.
I said that.
Chocolate Puma.
Yeah.
That is a great idea.
That's what I said.
That is the exact thing we need.
They finally decide to play Chocolate Puma.
Try again.
Yeah, go on then.
Try again. Oh, 901. Double one. Double five. Double O. Five. Oh, it's looking good.
Thanks for calling Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
Your vote for Keith has been registered.
Yeah.
The proceeds from this call go to Comic Relief.
Great. Thank you.
Mungus.
Finally, after like 40 minutes of trying, we get to vote once for Keith Duffy. Can the people at Big Brother put that down as 6 calls, please?
Right. They're listening today, you know that, don't you?
Hello, Big Brother. How are you today? In the next series of Big Brother, just once, I'd just like to be the voice of Big Brother. I'd just like to talk to one of the celebs. Just once, please. Just once, just once. Just once. And how are you feeling? I'd be really good. I wouldn't ad-lib or anything. I'd just do the questions. You know, I've got the tone down. Right? Should we practice it now?
Go on, then.
I think I'm really good.
Huh? Should we play the parts of contestants?
So me and Dave will be in the diary room.
It's the dairy room.
A dairy room.
Dairy room.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I'll call it. You lot chat amongst yourselves.
Right, so we're in the house.
And then I'll do the voice of Marcus, right? Mm. And I'll invite you to the dairy room.
It's not dairy room. It's diary room, you div.
Sorry, mate.
Milk. Right.
Okay.
What's your favourite type of milk?
Semi-skimmed. But I like that advert. You know, the one with the cows. That's a really, really good advert.
Because I like it so much. Yeah, and definitely.
This is Big Brother.
Always Big
Brother. Can Dave come to the dairy room, please?
Hey, even cool, mate. You better
we'll
go.
Back in a minute. Hang
okay.
On.
See you later on.
What was that?
That was the door.
Okay, do it again.
I'll do it for real?
Yeah. No, because that door doesn't squeak.
Okay.
Then close.
Hello, Big Brother.
Hello, Dave. How are you today?
Terrific.
How is the feeling in the house?
Everybody's fairly optimistic, actually. There's a nice vibe going on and everybody's having a lovely time.
How are you getting on with Will and Lizzie?
I'm getting on well with Will, but Lizzie's proving a little problematic.
Why?
I think it's her ego. It's just running wild. And she keeps leaving her skateboard in the bathroom.
Anything else you'd like to tell Big Brother?
No, that's about it, really. I mean, out of all the contestants, I would say that I'm probably the best. And I would, you know, if I was voting, I'd vote for me to win.
Thank you, Dave.
It's all right.
Sound effects at the door. What's that, losers? I'll be sitting there in the office going, this guy's taking the show way too seriously, isn't he? I mean, this is a money-making venture for us. That's all we care about. Just money. And this guy's actually enjoying it. What a loser.
It's like a BBC radio play.
Can I go in the diary room?
What?
I want to go in the diary room.
This is Big Brother. Could Grey Ed come to the dairy room, please?
Okay, I'm going to go in the diary room now.
Okay, see ya.
You've got to do the effects this time.
All right.
That's like a jail door.
Hello, Big Brother.
Hello, Will.
I've just come in to make a request. We've run out of champagne, and Dave and Lizzie are getting a bit stroppy, and I've been nominated to come and ask you for some champagne.
You're only allowed the rations that you have been given.
Can we play a game and win some champagne? Bolly, preferably. Maybe we could just sweep up or something.
Big Brother will get back to you on that.
Thank you, Big Brother.
Shove it up your ass.
Thank you, Big Brother. Dave, Big Brother just told me to shove it up my ass.
Did you not, ask it? Why am I on echo?
I don't know. We're in the bathroom. Shall I call Lizzie?
Yeah, really quickly.
Right. Yeah, it's working really well.
This is Big Brother. Can Lizzie get her ass in the dairy room?
Speed it up version.
Hello, Big Brother.
Hello, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. Got a bit of a situation with the boys. I think Dave's taking it far too seriously. And, I feel there's a bit of backstabbing going on here. I'm not happy with his performance. Will's quite lazy and has basically drained the house of alcohol. I'd advise you not to give us any more because he is turning into an alcoholic and, I'm worried about that as well.
Big Brother can see you in the shower.
Ah.
Big Brother gets a funny feeling inside its tummy when you shower. Big Brother likes your legs. I've just been fired from the job at Big Brother. It would be great, isn't it? Some guy there one day is going to be on his last day, isn't he? And he's just going to go in and go, this is Big Brother. I am leaving because they pay me so badly. Shove it up your ass or the emergency exits are now unlocked. Feel free to leave whenever you wish. From the beginning he created a groove, and with this groove he made us move. 0901-1155-005, vote for Keith Duffy. He's our man on the inside and we want him to win.
Comic Relief 2001.
My name is Stacey Smith, I'm 21 years old. I had panic attacks and I was suffering from depression and I had agoraphobia where that's where you can't go out. I wouldn't go out the house to go to the shops or do anything. I'd stay in all the time, weeks on end, and get my friends to do everything for me. I didn't have any social skills or anything because of staying in a lot. Sort of forgot how to talk to people and interact with people.
42nd Street provides mental health services for young people in Manchester. Individuals are offered one-to-one counselling and invited to take part in group workshops to help them get their lives back on track.
Now things have changed. I can talk to people a lot easier. Don't feel silly or anything. I'm a lot more secure with myself now. I've got a lot more confidence. I think if I didn't get the help from 42nd Street, I think I still would have been in a bit of a mess. And I'd probably still be stuck at home, not going anywhere or doing anything.
Comic Relief supports projects across the UK and Africa. To find out how you can make a difference, go to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Coldplay and Trouble at Radio 1. You probably haven't realised this, but it's Comic Relief Day.
I knew that.
So we're going to be playing our very own parody, our tribute to Hearsay to the pop stars, because we've had a lot of requests on email and on the phones to play. So we'll be playing our All Around the Never, Never Ever All Around the World, pure and simple song, whatever you want to call it. Hear Oasis Saints.
That's a snappy title.
Isn't it? You like that?
I love it.
Hearsay's just as bad. So we'll play that later. But a very good pal, Jonathan Wilkes, friend of the show, had his record out just another day, and he recorded a very special tribute to me that he said we could play on this Comic Relief Day.
No way.
Yeah. He's done it himself, it's him singing, and it's all about me, apparently.
Wow.
Well, it seems to have lost your way. You're getting fat and you don't know what you weigh. Can't remember being slim. You're always hanging out at Burger King. Eating so much food you'll think you'll burst. Drink a milkshake to quench the thirst. Being fat is just a curse. While you're piling on the pounds, the pounds, the pounds, the pounds. Your belly's big cause you're piling on the pounds. Pizza Hut and your teeth, cause you got a big belly. When you don't know where to eat, there's always Wimpy halfway down the street. So much food before your eyes, a quarter pound of cheese and extra fries. Getting bigger every single day. Don't think training's gonna pay. Just wishing that you could get laid while you're piling on the pounds, the pounds, the pounds, the pounds. Your belly's big 'cause you're piling on the pounds, the pounds, the pounds, the pounds. You love to eat at fast food places, Pizza Hut and KFC. So many choices where to eat your tea. You got a big belly. Meals you wish that could go on forever. Extra portions where there is no charge. Feed yourself till you turn blue. Open up and swallow.
Flattered. I'm fattered, actually, by the sound of that.
I think that's genius.
Jonathan Wilkes did that for us for Comic Relief. It's a song about me being round and round and round and round. Charming. He's doing the Irish Grammys this weekend.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he Irish?
Ah.
He's not Irish, is he?
Well, no, there's that thing in the paper which says 4 out of 10 Brits are saying that they're Irish.
You say that.
Yeah, but I'm Irish descent, mate.
Are you?
My mum's from Dublin and my dad's family's from Mayo.
You might be lying to try and be cool and with it.
No. I can swear in Irish, but that must mean that I am Irish. Sort of, kind of.
Don't sound Irish.
Bigorra, bigorra, top of the morning.
Oh, actually, yeah, you do.
Blimey. Pie de Guinness, please, barman. I'll be over there.
There.
Yeah.
I thought Terry Wogan had walked in, I must admit.
Really?
Yeah,
I did. Well, I do a good... Give me a phrase to say in Irish, I'll say it for you.
Top of the morning to you.
I've just said that.
OK.
Top of the morning to you.
Very good.
Cor blimey, governor.
Cor blimey, governor.
There wasn't room to change your mind.
What?
There wasn't room to change your mind.
There wasn't room to change my mind.
Master of impressions.
What?
You're a master of impressions.
You're a master of impressions. Here's the Avalanches. And since I left you, bigorra, bigorra. Avalanches at Radio 1.
Ay, 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 ay.
Right, Outkast and Muse are coming up.
It's just before 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And there's a panic in the newsroom as Newsbeat get ready to broadcast.
They must have heard that Phillip's doing the sport. That, what are you laughing? Oh, no.
It's just before 4:30, not 5 o'clock, you idiot. Is that
it's
the wrong
just
version?
4:30.
And there's a panic.
See, I can do that.
It's just before 4:30. And there's a.
See, you can't tell the difference. If I screwed that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wasted now.
Huh?
It's wasted now.
It could have been worse. It could have been this.
It's 3:30. And Chris plays the news jingle.
Could you do the news, please?
Hang on a second.
It's 4:30. And Chris plays the news jingle.
Why?
To indicate that it's time for the news.
Radio 1.
It was really worthwhile getting that guy in there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a shame we can't tell the time.
Wasted 2 of them.
Hey. Outkast and Muse on the way. Here's Claire and Philip with News of Sport. It's 4:30.
An 18-year-old girl is convicted of raping. Snow in Wales, the Midlands and the South, dry and frosty everywhere else. That's it. We'll update News and Sport at 5.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. What have you done for Comic Relief, Bradders?
I've phoned the Big Brother numbers a lot. Is that not enough?
What, from a BBC phone?
No, actually, from my home phone number. Actually, those numbers are fired up.
Did you ask Greg Dyke who pays the bill? I really, before you rung it.
Really?
Those numbers are barred up here.
What you do is you come down to an empty studio and do it off the switchboard.
So you have been doing it
on
Greg Dyke.
That's what I've been doing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
So, today,
Did you?
He was at the Craig David concert. He
really?
Was
rock.
I can't, every time I look at him, I always think, he just reminds me of Roland Rat.
Rat Number one Rat fan.
She's not helping contract renegotiations.
It's kind of a mix between Roland Rat and Kevin the Gerbil. And Errol the Hamster.
Why don't you quit while you're ahead?
I don't care.
You do, because he'll sack you.
He can't sack me. He can't sack me.
He will.
And the best thing on the network, goddammit.
Which is saying something.
Shut up.
Blimey.
Hey, you Liberty listener. Have you done anything, Philip?
I haven't, to be honest, no.
Good boy.
Great.
Are you doing sport in Newsbeat at 5:45?
I am, yes.
Are you reading the Newsbeat at 5:45, Claire?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you just read it in your underwear?
No. I don't think so.
Actually, do you know what? I just had a very good thought. I'll pay a lot of money not to see you in your underwear.
Me?
Yeah. No offence, love.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Well, no, do you know what I mean? I just don't think it'd be a pretty sight. I'd rather see Philip in his underwear.
Yeah, believe me, you wouldn't.
You know, I'm just getting deeper and deeper into this, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'd bail out if I were you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Right, I just want to do this one more time. Bearing in mind that if Greg's going to get upset with us, we may as well milk it for as much as we can.
Greg won't mind.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Come on.
Thanks for calling Celebrity Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote for Keith has been registered.
Proceeds
on this call go to Comic Relief.
Thank you.
As heard by such celebrities as
Dale Winton,
Chris Miles on Radio 1.
It's time you made a donation to Comic Relief, 08457 910 910, and say pants to poverty.
I think that record is tops. I think it's ace and tops, in fact.
Well, I agree with you.
That's how highly I rate that record. Mm. Ace and tops. Not ace, not tops. Ace and tops.
Tops.
See? Rocking. Do you want another fake ending?
If you like, yeah.
You're on. Genius.
Chris.
Hello.
Dave.
Hello.
Will.
Hello.
Lizzie.
Hiya.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
John Coleshaw's not here today because he can't make it because he's doing a TV pilot.
Is he?
Yeah. So he came in yesterday, he was hanging out with us yesterday, but before the show he went and did a couple of phone calls. And one of the phone calls he made was to the Big Brother office as Chris Eubank.
Right,
right. Hello to everybody in the Big Brother office. Hello!
And the studio.
And the studio.
They're actually about to buy a radio to take to the studio so they can hear the show today.
Is that show not making enough money? What?
They bought a radio so they could have the radio on at the Big Brother Studios.
Hello, Big Brother Studios.
Hello, Big Brother Studios.
Better say hello to Nikki, she's the big boss.
We still haven't been invited to go around the house and have a look yet.
No, we haven't.
I'm sure it'll come now. So anyway, John phoned up.
Yes, it's me, Chris.
But he actually does an impression of Chris Eubank. Not like me, where I just put my tongue between my teeth and go,
yes, it's me, Chris. How are you?
It's not that bad, but it's not great.
I think you've been a little harsh on yourself.
Well, let's see yours, then.
I can't do one.
Have a go.
Yes, it's me, Chris Eubank.
You see, I mean, you know, impressions aren't really my strong point. I leave it to the professionals.
Let's say yours then, Will.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
I've got the wrong sort of voice for Chris Eubank.
Just do it.
Hello, this is Chris Eubank.
That's uncanny. It really is.
Unfunny.
Uncanny and
unfunny.
Right. So it's a nice little call. She falls for a hook, line and sinker. John Coleshaw is Chris Eubank next.
I was her.
She's the
the one.
Saturday night, by the way, on Channel 4 at 9:15, you can see all the bits that didn't make it into Celebrity Big Brother shows from the last week. All new, previously unseen footage. Channel 4, 9:15 tomorrow night. Hello to Nikki, who's down at the studios for Big Brother.
She's the big boss.
How big is she?
Well, she's enormous.
Really?
She overs-
as in, you're talking in power or as in...
Pounds.
No.
Power or pounds? Listen, power or pounds?
In power. Don't say she's huge, because we've been
talking... Well, that's what you say. She was enormous,
she,
Will.
She's enormous. She's the...
She may be big blubber.
No.
I don't know.
She's the big woman in charge of the whole thing.
John Coleshaw recorded this phone call yesterday. He phoned the Big Brother offices and spoke to some girl called Fiona. John phoned as Chris Eubank. And we had to get Fiona's permission to play it out. John said he'd donate £200 to cover relief if we played it out. Fiona said, all right then, play it. Here's the call. Chris Eubank phoning Big Brother.
Hello, Big Brother.
Yes, hello. It's Chris. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you once again for the opportunity of the experience, but... I've begun to dwell on what's happened to me, and I have some doubts.
Really? What doubts do you have?
That I could have been genuinely voted for eviction so quickly.
Hmm.
I believe that the public actually found me very entertaining, and...
I think you're right.
So why should it be that I was evicted so soon?
I haven't got a clue. As just up to the general public.
Well, I'm not too sure that it is. I believe that maybe some people within the production company decided that maybe I should leave, so it was fixed.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I mean, that foliage sculpture that Jack D did, well, I could have done far better than that.
Absolutely. But the thing is... It's certainly not rigged by the production company. It is left totally up to the general public, who is voted out.
Okay, okay,
but please,
okay.
Please don't sort of spend a lot of time thinking about it. And it's certainly nothing personal that the general public phone in and say, yes, vote them out.
Well, thank you for that counselling.
Also,
which has...
you raise a lot of money for Comic Relief.
Yes, yes, and we should all.
That's a fantastic thing.
Good, good.
Will you all be in touch afterwards?
Well, yes, indeed, indeed. But I was wondering if perhaps I had not been on the rejectionalized side of the sculpture, which resulted in the available voting, which caused the past remembrances to be scrutinized. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yes. Well, I really don't think you should think too much about it.
I won't, I promise.
Please don't.
In fact, I've written a poem to cancel.
Have you really?
Yes, to cancel myself.
Really? Could you read it to me?
Yes, okay.
Oh, fantastic.
Big Brother house, oh dear, oh dear. I was in there, but now I'm not, I'm here. Thank you for your counselling. Wouldn't
no
there be
problem.
Any chance that I could maybe just go back in just for one last day, just to see everyone again and say hello?
Oh, that's certainly not up to me, I'm afraid.
Put a word in for me.
I'll try.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Thank you very much for calling.
And we'd just like to say a big thank you for the huge entertainment from the Chris Moyle Show at BBC Radio 1.
Oh, no!
Nice one, Fiona.
Talking Cocks on Radio 1. By now, you should be very good at talking coxy. But you're not finished yet. Not by a long shot. Lesson number 2. See you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
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 No! Tuesday! Lesson number 3. It will be quite big.
It'll be massive.
You see, talking cox is easy.
Be entertained, muddy funksters.
Next time, we show you how you can be a cock star.
I think we're alone now.
Check it out. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Sarah Cox.
With Sarah Cox.
Wake up, you lazy. Wake up, you lazy. Wake up, you lazy.
Radio 1.
And now...
Radio 1's Battle of the DJs, what the fat boy Seb and Jules have in store. That's all on Newsbeat at 5:45.
No, notice, by the way, Comedy Dave and I weren't asked to
perform the Battle of the DJs.
Oh, that's a shame.
And I'll tell you this, Bradders, as well, right? Me and Chris both have extensive experience in mobile discos.
Yeah. We know for a fact, through our experience of mobile DJing, that Black Lace's Agadoo and I Like to Move It by Reel to Reel featuring the Mad Stuckman mix perfectly together.
No diggity.
No doubt.
You certainly sound like you know how to mix it up.
MC Kenwood.
Yeah. We're down in the house.
Quiet like a mouse.
Yeah, boy.
I just don't know why they didn't ask you.
Well, when I do the mixing, Dave does the freestyling. Yeah. And check this out. When Dave does the mixing, guess what?
You don't do the freestyling, do you?
Yeah. Are you seeing what you've seen us? Have you ever seen one of our gigs?
No, I haven't, actually.
Really?
Mm.
We're at the Working Man's Club every second Friday.
And we're off the hook.
Yeah. And we're live like a wire.
Mm.
We've got all our own little catchphrases.
Coming at you like a muffin.
Yeah. Spinning the discs like an old woman spinning the discs.
Wiggity, wiggity, wombat.
Watch us wreck the mic and tidy up afterwards. We've got all the phrases.
Tongy must be scared.
DJ what? Tidy and MC Nate.
What are you saying, Bradders?
I said Tongy must be scared.
Let me tell you this. Tongy is papping his expensive designer trousers as we speak.
We're talking bricks, love.
Seriously, that guy has had to tie a knot in both his trouser legs because he knows that if we turn up, we're going to kick his...
What's it?
No, his ass. Anyway, we'll talk to Pete Tong later, about 5:30 today. Here we go. Radio.
Red Nose Day and the team are doing their bit to raise money.
I suddenly realised the intro on this is too short.
Right.
About crashed.
It's not going to work.
Okay.
Use the short one.
Hey?
Use the short version of that.
I just need to time this, right, find out where the intro comes in, and then I can hit the vocal in a professional radio styly, as the kids say. Right, it's a 10-seconder.
That's good. I love these little backstage
shouldn't
insights.
Shouldn't you have done these beforehand?
Yeah, but no, because the log was changed, so I was thinking it was 24 seconds, but it's not.
Of course it's not.
It's not, you see.
Right, so you've got to do it now, obviously.
Right, but no one will know. You ready?
Right, yeah.
Battle of the DJs. It's the relief of the DJs tonight, pardon the expression.
No, thanks.
So I've got to make sure that we're S-hot, as
indeed.
The kids say. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Right, edit that, then. No, I'll do that again.
Get down.
Shut up.
It's time you made a donation to Comic Relief. 08457 910 910. And say pants to poverty.
There you go, I'm a genius.
Just in case any of the Stereophonics are listening, would like to say something nice about them.
What?
Well, you're a big Stereophonics fan.
I am, yeah.
Yeah. You'd love them to be on our show one day, wouldn't you?
One day, yes. It's kind of a dream that they could come onto the show as guests.
Playing
but
live.
I was going to say that,
oh, sorry,
dude.
Yeah.
Playing live and acoustic with us on the show.
Yeah.
I dream of that day, you know, and I'm hoping that maybe one day soon, maybe around May sort of time, you know, would be really nice.
Yeah. Because, of course, the Stereophonics, if they were listening and wanted to play on the show, to make your dream come true.
Absolutely. I mean...
They could just say, we're doing it, and people would organise it for them.
Right.
Because they're big top celebrity pop stars.
Absolutely. We'll see.
Do you think it'll work?
Might do.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Right, so tonight is the... well, the essential relief for the DJs. I don't really like saying, I must admit. It makes it sound a bit seedy. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Radio 1 will be taking over London's home club tonight, broadcasting, count them, 8 hours of uninterrupted partying with the world's greatest dance DJs going head-to-head. You've got Carl Cox, Judge Jules, Seb Fontaine, Fergie, Darren Emerson, Fatboy Slim, John Carter and Lottie, all battling out for best DJ. Norman Cook says that Pete Tong used some strong arm tactics to persuade him to do it. Apparently, he got him in an arm lock.
Cool.
So
So they'll be drinking and showing off for charity tonight at home, and it's all live on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1 from 6 o'clock tonight.
But you don't like this phrase, essential relief, do you?
I think essential relief of DJs is... You know what I'm getting?
Why don't you call it a jock-off, then?
A what?
A jock-off.
Do you not think that's worse?
But they're all jocks and they're all, you know...
playing off against each other.
Exactly.
Radio 1's jock-off.
Do you like that?
I don't know. See, it says on the screen that I've got in front of me, essential relief with Pete Tong. Now, that doesn't float my boat.
I've seen that written before, actually.
Where?
In that phone box.
Yeah.
On the main road.
Call 08700.
Yeah.
What about a swift one off the deck?
What?
A swift one off the decks.
No, see, you're heading down the same canal, if you pardon the expression.
That's right, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come up with a better name for it. Pete Tong will have essential relief at 6 o'clock tonight. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but I've got an image.
Yeah. Stop it.
Sorry. So anyway, there you go. Carl Cox, Judge Jules, Seb Fontaine, Fergie. I thought it was that fat woman. Darren Emerson, Fatboy Slim, John Carter and Lottie. Battling out tonight. Essential relief.
And Coxie.
Huh?
Toxie's there as well.
Nah, she's just there showing off her breasts. All right, Craig David did a gig for Radio 1 today in the BBC Radio Theatre. He did it for Radio 1 and for Comic Relief. This is 6.5 minutes of Fill Me In. It's really good. Ladies and gentlemen, Craig David.
Can you fill me in?
Mr. Craig David!
He's quite good, isn't he?
Am I allowed to play that little bit at the beginning?
No, don't.
Oh, come on, it's really funny.
No, it's not fair on Craig.
But they gave it to me.
I know.
Can I tell the story?
Go on, then.
Can I not play it?
No.
Oh, come on.
Poor old Craig's rushing around doing stuff for everybody, and he's got a little bit confused about something.
No, but it's still very funny.
Go on, then.
Bearing in mind, right, that at the Radio Theatre today, there was these two massive screens, you know, projectors.
Yeah.
That project the pants for poverty, pants to poverty sign.
Mm.
So there's a pair of pants, red pants, going around the left wall. There's a pair of pants going around the right wall with the words, pants to poverty, comic relief. Pants to poverty, comic relief. Radio 1, Craig David for comic relief. And Craig, right at the end of the set, goes...
Let's hit up... All for the aid of children in need.
There you go.
What a mistaken maker. No.
What he meant was benefiting the children.
He didn't mean that at all. Shut up.
He said...
Let's hit up... All for the aid of children in need.
There you go.
And people in Africa are starving.
All right.
This is Pete Tong, and tonight, from 6, Comic Relief gets serious about clubbing.
Radio 1's Essential Relief.
We're taking over home in London for 8 hours of full-on madness and tunes as the world's top heavyweight DJs battle it out one-on-one, face-to-face, over two decks and a mixer.
Essential Relief featuring Fatboy Slim, Sean Carter, Seb Fontaine, Fergie, Judge Jules, Carl Cox, Darren Emerson, and absolutely no jokes, sketches, or amusing parodies whatsoever.
Join Sarah Cox, Danny Rampling and me, Pete Tong, and be ready to cast your vote.
Essential Relief.
Tonight from 6.
Live from home, raising cash for Comic Relief on Radio 1.
What was your problem with that?
That was possibly the worst. You're Mr. DJ Mixer bloke.
They're two different tracks. How am I supposed to get them right? And plus, they stop. They don't...
Play the song.
Ready, listen.
Tonight, from 6...
Live from home, raising cash for Comic Relief on Radio 1.
There you go. Dave Pierce gets paid bucket loads to mix like that.
That was garbage. Fat boy fat.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello. You'll always be.
You touch my heart and all the places. Yeah. Comic Relief, Radio 1. Yeah. Big boom. I'm down with it. Tell you what, we haven't done for ages.
What?
Rap tag. You fancy a Comic Relief rap tag?
Not overly, no.
Will, do you?
Oh, go on, but make it quick. We've got to speak to Pete Tong.
All right, I'm going to speak to Pete Tong in a second. Give me a subject to rap about.
I think Comic Relief.
Okay.
It'd be good.
Like this. You and me, Dave, or all three of us?
All three of us, then. I'll go last.
Okay.
Check this out.
Comic Relief's about raising cash.
Oh, sorry, I thought we were doing two each.
Will is a pillock.
Then it goes a little something like this.
I do a line, you do a line, and then Dave finishes it off, okay. Right? Bear in mind, the line is cash. Be careful, Dave.
Right, gotcha.
Check this out.
Comic Relief's about raising cash.
People making money by laying in mash.
Oh. I was going to do mash.
Go for slash.
I've just been.
Hey! Stuff like this.
We're never going to get a contract at this rate, you know.
I doubt it.
Check this out.
Comic Relief's about raising cash.
People making money by laying in mash.
I like potatoes, but I don't like smash.
You are great. Right, a lot of emails about this because it's Comic Relief we're going to play. It's our hilarious tribute to the pop stars' hearsay.
You've been watching all of us on TV and you're listening to our first ever CD. You probably think you've heard this song before. Sounds familiar in certain places, a bit like Old Saints and Oasis. But a good case would be hard to fight. What's turned into work started out as fun. And that fella Nigel says we'll be number one.
All around the world, you gotta spread the word. Tell them what you heard. You're gonna make a better day. All around the world, you gotta spread the word. Tell them what you heard. You know it's gotta be okay.
I'm the one with hair in cute curls.
I'm the one that doesn't seem to like girls.
Combination that is bound to win. I'm the one who's a little bit snobby.
I'm the one that's chesty and gobby.
Yeah, and I'm the only one that can actually listen, baby.
We auditioned, we were the best in the place. Baby, baby, a whole lot better than the bloke who sang
the smile on your face.
Have I ever felt so low? When you're gonna take me out of this black hole? Never ever have I ever felt so sad. The way I'm feeling, yeah, you got me feeling really bad. Never ever have I had to find. I've had to dig away to find my own peace of mind. I've never ever had my conscience to fight. The way I'm feeling, yeah, it just don't feel right.
This is my favorite bit of the record. The bit where I get to show off. Yeah, 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 yeah. The rest of the band all hate it. They wish that I would just bug off. You want what you cannot have.
I'm The beautiful hearsay.
Four people, three microphones, one national radio station. This is the Chris Moyle Show.
So the unfortunately named Essential Relief of the DJs is going to be happening tonight at 6 o'clock at home in Leicester Square. Live from there now, Mr. Pete Tong! What's up, wiggity wiggity Pete?
It's the scene is being set here. The tension is unbelievable.
Are the DJs looking forward to their Essential Relief tonight?
They're nervously pacing their front rooms. We haven't allowed them to speak to each other since last night.
Right.
But, yeah, it's like walking around Wembley before the cup final, yeah? It's good.
Okay.
It's good.
Listen to that lovely Atmos there in the background.
Yeah.
That they've just obviously faded up at the last
no,
second.
No, there's really people in this bar.
What?
It's not open yet.
Hang on, it's gone off.
It's gone off.
And then it's back again.
No, it's off. Here. It's not the sound effects record that I've got for later.
Okay, all right.
It's really busy here. It's...
Okay, so how's it going to work? From 6 o'clock, you're going to be on the air live.
6 till 7.30, we're sort of setting the scene. I think we've got Alan Hansen coming down to join us. Chris Eubank apparently is going to drop in. A couple of other boxers.
Yes, because I am a genius mixer.
Exactly.
Alan Hansen.
Alan Hansen we've got. And it's not an impersonator.
Is that a joke?
No, it's serious. He's going to come down to do some assessment.
Is he a deck spinner?
I don't know. I'll ask him when he gets here.
No.
He takes a healthy interest, though.
So,
at 7.30...
So, hang on. Alan Hansen is coming down to help
Alan
with the
Hansen.
Relief for the DJs.
Exactly.
All right, whatever lights your lemon. Mm.
Yeah, he's going to advise on tactics and stuff like that.
Fair enough.
So, at 7.30, it all kicks off. You've got the quarter-finals, so you've got four heats, and that takes us through to 9 o'clock. Then Danny Rampling will pick up 9 till 10, and then 10 o'clock, we're back into the semi-final. And then the grand finale, and we're going to announce the winner live on BBC TV as well with Graham Norton.
Is that going to be you?
It's me and Graham Norton announcing the winner.
Hang on.
In a simulcast.
Graham Norton meets Pete Tong.
Me and my mate Graham.
Blimey.
Pete?
Yeah?
I'll give £500 cover relief if you kiss Graham Norton on the mouth.
Well, unfortunately, he'll be at TV Centre and I'll be at home. But...
Oh! Curses.
Balls!
But go on, suggest something else.
If you say, Graham, I've always loved you, and will you marry me?
I will do that tonight.
Yay! Well, I know you will as well, because every time I say stupid things like that, you do it, and I have to write the check.
You start writing that check now, Chris.
Do you remember I did it last time?
You did. And you always pay up. I like you.
I know.
Anyway, so 6 o'clock, it all kicks off. Essential
and the DJs are Fatboy Slim.
Fatboy Slim.
John Carter.
John Carter, Mrs. Cox.
Sarah Ferguson.
Carl Cox.
Yep.
DJ Lottie. Fergie. Judge Jules. Seb Fontaine. Darren Emerson. It's a great lineup, and it's got nothing to do with going to the toilet. They actually have to play records and battle each other.
Essential Relief for the DJs is not eight DJs lined up outside a locked toilet
not
and who can burst it down first.
Not at all.
That's not the idea at
no,
all.
No, it's about battling. Who can play the best records? And you try and put each other off. You put the Beatles on, you try and get out of it with Rui de Silva like you do.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Right.
Is DJ Lottie there yet?
No, she's not.
Because she's a fine-looking woman, isn't she?
She's a hottie.
Lottie-totty.
Yeah. No, she is Lottie-totty, though.
She is.
She's very good-looking.
A hot stepper.
Well, listen, good luck tonight with that.
Thank you very much.
You're on live in 21 minutes.
I'm standing by. I'm going to get my boxing gear on now.
And good luck with your relief.
Can I turn these sound effects off now?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
Nice one. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Pete Tong. Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. With Fatboy Slim, John Carter, Judge Jules, Seb Fontaine, Carl Cox, Fergie, Darren Emerson and DJ Lottie. It all kicks off tonight at 6 on Radio 1. So the Essential Relief of the DJs.
A Swift Tucker.
Eh?
I'm going for a Swift Tucker.
Does that mean?
On the deck.
The time you went, Will.
You should worry. Chris has had this all week.
What was that, Will? I switched my mic off. What a shame.
I heard you do that the other day, actually.
It's a good idea. Yeah. We should have thought of that ages ago when Reese worked on the show. One more vote for Keith Duffy to win Celebrity Big Brother.
Thanks for calling Celebrity Big Brother. Your vote for Keith has been registered.
and proceeds from this call go to Comic Relief.
Thank you very much. 09 01 11 55 005. Keith Duffy has to win Big Brother. The reason why is that our show tomorrow morning, and we want a really cool guest, right? We don't want the two losers. We want the winner.
So it's vote rigging, but it's a good cause.
09 01 11 55 005.
It's a premium rate number.
Swing, bada 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 bada, swing!
I feel so high.
Bring the beat back.
Dancing.
All night.
You blow my mind.
Do some rapping, Dave.
If you got a problem, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when the DJ revolves it.
Boom, 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 bada, boom, boom. Boom, 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 bada, boom, boom.
Get busy with the fever on the dance floor.
Dum, 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 bada, boom, boom. Dum, 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 bada, boom, boom. Dum, 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 bada, boom, boom.
Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon.
So tonight, Pete Tong, Fatboy Slim, John Carter, Judge Jules, Seb Fontaine, Carl Cox, Fergie and Darren Emerson, and DJ Lottie, and the essential relief of the DJs with Pete Tong in 15 minutes.
Radio 1.
After News Beat, it's 5:45.
An 18-year-old girl is found guilty of...